Pensacola resident Brian LeBlanc covers two of those alliance bases. He's an Alzheimer's advocate who also happens to have Alzheimer's. For him, the real tragedy of the disease isn't really what's happening to him, but what's happened to many of the people who know him.
Sadly, people I've known for years, they no longer speak to me because they feel I can no longer communicate with them. Even sadder, some of those are members of my family. They just don't know how to talk to me anymore because they're afraid that if they ask me a question, I'm not going to be able to answer them.
A big part of the problem, LeBlanc says, is that people are afraid of saying or doing the wrong thing around a person with Alzheimer's, so they avoid contact altogether.
There may be times where we need a little bit help figuring things out because we can't do things like we did before. But it doesn't mean we should be banished to our bedroom or be made to sit in a corner by ourselves. We're still very much alive inside.
There's now a new tool to fight the isolation and the stigma associated with Alzheimer's. It's called a Caring Conversations Toolkit. It consists of two handbooks, the first detailing the impact of the disease as it progresses and how the patient is likely to react. The second handbook is a guide for family and friends of the patient. Karen Love, executive director of the Dementia Action Alliance, which created the toolkit, says it also has a bunch of cards containing handy conversation-starting ideas and phrases.
It becomes, you know, a way to get into conversations. And then the last piece is the video, which tells the story through five different families in their own experience. Person-centered matters because that person-centered, relationship-based orientation is really important.
Tallahassee City Commissioner Gil Ziffer practices that kind of human contact with his old friend Sandy Halperin, who has Alzheimer's. Ziffer says the two spend a few hours of low-key happy time together every couple of weeks, and now he says city government is bringing greater Alzheimer awareness to its employees.
We're taking a lot of time with our first responders, with our utility folks, with our parks and recs folks, just about anybody that we have in our city government that has direct contact with someone in the community. We're going to be going through a training process so they can become aware of signs of dementia.
On the local care front, Westminster Oaks of Tallahassee Executive Director Don Wilson says a dedicated facility for residents with dementia will soon be under construction.
Freestanding specialized memory disorder building on the campus of Westminster Oaks, which will utilize state-of-the-art treatment modalities and special structure.
Other resources like the Area Agency on Aging and Elder Care Services of the Big Bend are also reconfiguring their operations to accommodate the ever-growing number of people with Alzheimer's and all those who care for them. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.